at the IFAJ Congress. I'm visiting with one of our presenters here, Nigel Miller, and you are a farmer yourself, right?
Yep, I'm a farmer in the Scottish borders, so about 160 miles away, something like that, further south.
But you're also, what now, with the, is it NFU?
I'm president of the union, NFU yeah. Scotland, the Farmers Union in Scotland, yeah.
You were talking about a chart showing, I guess, numbers, which might reflect how profitable farming is in Scotland. And it's real profitable, right?
Well, exactly, and I suppose that's one of the sort of I suppose blatantly obvious things about farming is people wonder why there's less cows. Well, there's less cows because they don't make money. Basically, that's why there's less cows. But I think that farmers are pretty stupid, really, aren't they? They keep doing these things, whatever. And there are European support systems which underpin production, and I think that it's up to us to be smart enough to use those. But also, we've got some real advantages. Your Scotch beef, last year was the highest price in the world. It was $4.20 a kilo. I know in the US you're catching up with us a bit. Hopefully you'll catch up, and that'll mean the world price goes higher. But that sort of level, we can actually make money. So we've gone through some pretty difficult years, and I suppose we're a very small industry. But we've actually got to make it work. Yeah.
Now, I heard that also a statistic that every second 40 bottles of whiskey are exported from here. That's using some great products that are grown here in
Absolutely.
Scotland.
Great. And I think, obviously, spring malting barley, big part of Scottish farming, of our arable sector. Prices haven't been wonderful this year. And, there is maybe a smarter way to try and link up our production with the distilleries to try and share some of that money around a bit.
I know we're going to get started here, but you laid down a pretty serious, I don't want to say challenge, but how difficult it is to deal with these agricultural journalists, something along those lines. Are we really that hard?
Pretty frightening. We just have six or seven in Scotland, and they make my life a misery. If you're faced with almost 200 of them, you've got no chance, have you?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nigel, for visiting with me here, and thanks for having us to Scotland.
No, great to see you.
Okay.
Thanks.